This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. We're good. The lighting's good. The golf is good. Except for, they said today they were playing six-hour rounds. Oof. Five is unmanageable. Did you ever listen to Michael Kay when he was on the radio before he ended up on Yes? And at the end of every, I think every, at least for a time, at the end of every Yankees broadcast with John Sterling, Michael Kay would give you, In the wrap-up, he would give you the time of game, and he would either call it manageable or unmanageable. I don't know where the line exactly was. I want to say for a baseball game, anything north of 3 hours is unmanageable. That's how I feel. And, you know, baseball apparently has felt accordingly because they've shortened the games. But now they even have swing-offs. Swing-offs. But he would, Five hours is unmanageable, and this morning at the Open Championship, there were six. So, yeah, pass. With me now on the West Hur Hotline is our friend from Kansas City, Alex Gold. To the extent that we're allowed to have friends in Kansas City, Alex, I hope that you take that kindly. And I wasn't...
For sure. Always good to be out with you guys.
Thank you. I wasn't only bugging you because of Rashi Rice, but we have that to talk about here, and... What do you, well, before I ask you what you think we're going to get in terms of a suspension, do you think the Chiefs knew that, or did you have any inclination that this was coming like it did pretty suddenly today? In fantasy circles, we talk about Rice a lot. I mean, he rose to be a second round pick in drafts.
Sure.
And the general assumption was that a suspension was going to, again, wait until next year, but maybe not.
Right, and that's the thing. We were surprised by the news today. Not that he would never get suspended. We all understood that at some point he will get suspended. But in terms of this year, the fact that it was already July 17th, you kind of thought, all right, this is going to get pushed back another year. There was no court date on the docket. And little do we know behind the scenes, obviously, they were clearly working on a plea agreement. And after today, the criminal side of things is wrapped up. And the civil suit also was wrapped up yesterday in Dallas County. So, yeah, it was surprising just that it's happening this year now, I guess is what I would say.
Right, and pretty sudden in that way, like right before camp here. Were you of the mind that with Rice back from an injury too, like we don't yet know for sure what kind of physical, you know, state he'd be in coming off the knee injury, but probably good to go, and then with Worthy and even Hollywood Brown, whatever Kelce is, the Chiefs were maybe primed a little bit to sort of become the Chiefs again with everybody sort of ready to go. And last year, I mean, it was a Super Bowl appearance, of course, anyway, but the offense for that team mostly really struggled.
Absolutely. It's funny, Mike. You know, our lead today on the show was, hey, if all this happens, can they be a top five offense again? And then 25 minutes into the show, the news comes out that Rice is going to you know, probably be suspended because this legal stuff is wrapping up. And so if Rice misses more than, you know, four games, I don't think there's any way they can be a top five offense. I don't see it. But last year, as you alluded to, Rice gets hurt from week four on. Hollywood Brown's already hurt from preseason, so they're relying on a rookie in Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce to be a bigger factor than probably he should be at this point in his career. And so I still think even with a Rice suspension, and we can get into how long it might be, even with that, I do think as it sits today with guys healthy, they are better positioned because Brown is good, Worthy's in year two. They maybe at least will get less tackle play to be average. Josh Simmons, if he pans out their top pick, maybe it's above average play. So I think they're better than last year offensively, but the conversation about top five, I just don't see how you can really have that if Rice is going to miss 4 to 6 games or something like that.
Would you take 4 games? Do you think that would be, like, would the Chiefs settle for that?
So some rumblings in town here is the Chiefs, you know, maybe it's their optimistic view. They think 2 to 4, maybe.
Okay.
I think it's 4 to 6. It's tricky because we all know, like, this is not, you know, Jordan Addison obviously had a DUI. This is not a DUI, but it's also a very serious traffic incident that was caused by him that injured some folks, and he left the scene of the accident. So, you know, what does the NFL view that as? Is it, you know, if a DUI is 3, this is where it gets kind of gross when you talk about punishments and thinking, like, morally, what's good, what's bad. Like, it's kind of ugly. But is it viewed as worse than a DUI? I mean, I think maybe it is. But, you know, that's where I get the 4 to 6 game range heading into this season for the Chiefs to be without Rashee Rice.
Mm-hmm. With Alex Gold here, the Fan, 96.5 in Kansas City. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. Well, let's go back to what you thought maybe their offense could be with everybody in there. Because a part of that is whether they want to go back to the last Mahomes MVP year and, you know, really sling it. If they want to play that way, would last year have been for Kansas City sort of a reason to go back to that more down the field style of offense? Or, I mean, Alex, they were 15-2 and went to the Super Bowl again. Do they think what they had was broken, I guess, is one way to ask.
I don't think they do. I think their offseason actions this year, Mike, kind of tells you that last year they thought if they would have had Brown, Worthy, and Rice on the field together at the same time for a majority of the season, they think that was going to work. The offense was going to run through Rashee Rice, and then once he was out along with Brown from preseason, then Travis Kelce was asked to be that guy again. And I just don't think that's where he's at in his career. He can still be an unbelievable number three option or so in this offense, maybe even a number two now with another suspension for Rice. But that was I think they looked at their plan and said, we had the plan. We just, our left tackle, was a second round pick last year. And they're saying, hey, he turned out to be a disaster. We had to bench him 2 games into the season. Then we had to bench the other guy. And so their thought is just like, all right, we think we figured out left tackle now. And we felt pretty good about our wide receiver room. If you tell me it's Brown, Rice, and Worthy, you know, that from a 1-2-3, that actually does look pretty good compared to other teams in the NFL. Maybe not at the number one spot, but 1-2-3, that's pretty darn good compared to some teams in the league. And so I think the explosive plays is the key, though. You know, early in the season last year, they tried to connect down the field to Xavier Worthy, and his field and spatial awareness along with Mahomes just was terrible. I mean, there were some opportunities there they missed. Can they connect on those? We obviously saw it in, you know, garbage time in the Super Bowl a little bit and have some people thinking maybe. The explosive plays have to come back. You know, they've been really leaning on the defense the last 2 years, and you know, that's not to say it hasn't worked, as you said. I mean, they've won a ring during that, and they also went to a Super Bowl during it. But how much longer can they continue to lean on the defense to kind of bail them out?
You know, I think about this kind of thing with the Bills all the time. Last year, going into camp, going into the season, the previous year they made the change at offensive coordinator, went to the playoffs on a roll, lost the home game to the Chiefs, and my opinion was, why should they want to change anything? Why should we expect them to want to change anything? They ran the ball a ton after that change. They won out, basically, including a win over the Chiefs in the regular season. And I would think that they would think that worked. And that proved correct. I mean, you had James Cook rushing for 16 touchdowns, and the team ran for 30. And it was, again, a successful year. So, I mean, again, fantasy me, it's really annoying that there isn't a Bills receiver I want to draft, because there should be, you know, like on a team with the quarterback who won the MVP, there should be, but it didn't work like that. And I kind of feel the same way about this year. And also, Alex, this is somewhat dictated by defenses. And it's Mahomes and Allen's fault because they were just too good. And we can't afford to just, you know, give up these chunk plays all the time to these guys. They're too good for us. We got to see if they can drive the field, you know, these 12-play kind of drives. And, you know, that isn't so easy sometimes. So that's why I really wonder about the Chiefs, with all the team success they've had, if they want to change their identity, so to speak.
Yeah, no, it's a great point, and it's something that we've discussed all last season and how teams are playing them. And look, let's be honest, Patrick Mahomes, by his standard and the bar that he has set for himself, much like Josh Allen, he didn't have a great season. You know, I still think he's the best quarterback in the league, but last year was a disappointing year by his standard. He has to play better. I think there's a lot of reasons why the season looked the way it did for him, left tackle situation, the wide receivers at times and all that. But what you're saying, you know, I think the idea, though, with when you have Andy Reid as your head coach and the style you want to play and what we saw at training camp last year where they were constantly – it was actually crazy. It was just constantly deep shot after deep shot to Worthy and Brown. And none of that happened during the regular season. So I know what they – like that's what they want to be. They were not able to be that because of some of the reasons we've highlighted. But that there's no doubt in my mind Andy Reid wants to be a big play offense. There's no question. But I think they did a decent job at last year, despite frustrating fans and sort of those who were betting on them or playing fancy football. Is they played a style that was complementary to their defense because they kind of had to, because they didn't have some of the big play weapons. And, you know, they were still dealing with, you know, throughout the last year or so, the wide receiver room that, you know, at one point still had Kadarius Toney in it and guys right. like that. So I think if Rice's suspension is minuscule, you know, this ends up being kind of best case scenario that you miss the beginning of the season and then you have the grouping of receivers you thought that was going to be capable to bring you the big play offense. And I would expect that to show some signs of life once he returns.
Don't take this personally, but it's exasperating to look at and think about. The Bills averaging 30 points a game last year. The Chiefs went past 30 points once, and that was in the AFC Championship in the win over Buffalo. That is what it is. The Bills have shorter odds to win the AFC, to win the Super Bowl this year than the Chiefs do. And I think that that's probably mostly the state of the two divisions, that the AFC West looks pretty tough at this point, especially if you like the Raiders at all, which I kind of do. And the AFC East does not look ready for prime time here. Do you think that that's right? And how do you see the AFC West?
I think you're spot on about the division. I mean, we all saw what a 10-win Bronco team, 11-win Charger team, and there's some reasons to like what the Broncos did. I certainly do in the offseason. You know, I think there may be some limitation with how much better Bo Nix can be than he was last year, but still that's going to give you some fits. You know, this is a division the Chiefs have won 9 straight years. At some point they won't. You know, I saw the Chargers news today about Mike Williams retiring. I have questions still offensively about the Chargers and what they're going to be able to do in their aerial attack. But no, it's going to be every divisional game. You know, I'm maybe not with you on the Raiders as much, but every divisional game, Broncos, Chargers, I mean, that's a coin flip type of game. The Chargers obviously get the Chiefs in Brazil the first game, which I actually think is good for the Chargers versus LA, where Chiefs fans have taken over that stadium at times. So, yeah, it's going to be a grind. I think the East, I'm kind of with you. I mean, unless the Patriots really, really take a huge leap, I just don't see it from anybody. I'm kind of out on the Dolphins at this point in time. We've seen that charade at times for the first month or two, and then they fall apart. When you know, in the Super Bowl and the overall odds, look, I think also some of it is perception, as you know this. I mean, we're talking about books trying to get money on one side or the other, and the Chiefs' lasting impression was getting their butts kicked by the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And I think while it's reality, I think to a certain extent people are weighing that way too heavily. Like, it's the Super Bowl. It's a huge stage. They stunk. But people thinking that that's just kind of what the offense and what they are now, I think that was a terrible matchup that the Eagles are able to exploit, more so than any of us realized here in Kansas City, obviously. And so I think that's where the first 2 weeks of the season will be fascinating. Mike, you mentioned the odds now. I'm curious, if the Chiefs were to go 2-0 to start the season, I think we're going to laugh at what the odds are going to be at that point in time. I just think some people have made a mistake thinking the Super Bowl now is like that was the flat-out end of the dynasty. I still think the Chiefs, much like Buffalo and Baltimore, are going to be running the AFC.
Chargers in Brazil and then Philadelphia in week two. We've also got Detroit pretty early and Washington before you come here. So there's some really interesting games in Kansas City. The Bills and the Chiefs have this in common largely this year, Alex. The Bills play Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and Philadelphia all at home. And the early Chiefs schedule is similar to that with Detroit and Baltimore, right? Also, and Washington. Do I have it?
It's stacked. Yeah, it's a stacked home slate, honestly, like for fans. It's an unbelievable home slate at Arrowhead. And you're right, there are a lot of common opponents. The Chiefs don't play Cincy this year in the regular season. They avoid Burrow and them, at least in the regular season. But other than that, they have a lot of like opponents and common opponents there. And you know, the first stretch, I think I talked to you guys a couple months ago, you know, compared to the Bills, I would say this is where the number one seed conversation is interesting this year. I mean, the Chiefs getting number one seed, considering the division, now considering a Rice suspension, I would be a little surprised based on what I've seen from the Bills schedule on paper heading in, where I feel like the Bills are in a much better position to get that number one seed and get a stranglehold on that. I would be pretty surprised almost this year if you told me the Chiefs were the number one seed, just given the schedule that starts the first 9 weeks or so, and then now knowing that Rice is going to miss a good chunk of the first month, probably, is my guess.
Yeah, that for me, you know, you spoke to this a minute ago, talking about what the Super Bowl might have meant to the betting markets. I think what we've had, this is really more 2 years ago, I would say, where the Chiefs were underdogs here, maybe, and then in Baltimore as well in the playoffs. And there was a community that's like, go ahead, bet against them. Try it. See what happens. Good luck. Go ahead and give Patrick Mahomes points.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Postseason, and then they laughed at us if we actually did that. And, you know, now it feels a little bit like that, where maybe that's the question again, is whether you have the courage to pick against them, because like you said, they're not going to win forever. And it did feel a little bit like an ending last year. At least you could say that.
Yeah, I mean, I get that outside of Kansas City, no question. I mean, that's as vulnerable as they've ever looked. And so you smell blood in the water, and you say maybe they're not that team anymore. I personally obviously think that's a mistake, because they come back with a quarterback that still hasn't turned 30 yet. That, to me, is still the best in the league and the best head coach in the league. And I think their O-line at left tackle is actually going to be better. And a wide receiver room that comes into the season, even with a Rice suspension, that actually is in better shape than it was last year. So that's where I guess I don't get it, you know, other than unless somebody really thinks the Broncos or the Chargers are taking that huge leap. But, you know, the Chiefs won 15 last year. They're not winning 15 again this year. But even if you think they lose three more games, okay, that's a 12-win team. one of those, the couple of those three better be against the Chargers or Broncos, because otherwise I don't think the Chargers or Broncos are a 14-win football team. So that's my only hesitation for those that think they're falling back. Do we think the Chargers or Broncos are winning 13, 14 games? I don't. I think they got to get to 12 and hope a tiebreaker breaks their way.
I wonder if it will be one of these years where like 12 is the one seed, like that Tennessee season.
True.
The Bills get the NFC South too. So really, they have no excuses, I think, at this point, with all those marquee games at home, the weak division, and then, you know, your share of the Panthers and the Saints here on the schedule this year. Just a couple more minutes with Alex Gold. You're not in on the Raiders hype at all, huh?
No, look, Geno Smith, you know, I feel like it's been an unbelievable story for him. But last year, I mean, I thought he was very average. You know, now average is better than what the Raiders have had. You know, I just like Brock Bowers is a stud. And he's gonna run this league for a while at that position. Ashton Jeancey, I think he's gonna be a 1,200 yard back. I just still think quarterback play, and even in the secondary, I have some questions about what they're gonna look like. To me, Pete Carroll has raised the bar to the point where they're gonna be respectable. They're not gonna be a laughing stock. But what's that look like? Is that a 7-win football team if everything goes right? That's kind of where I'm at. I don't know where you're at on the Raiders and the actual win total. I'm like, if everything goes right, I think they're like a 7-win football team.
Yeah, the line is around there, or maybe 7.5, that kind of number. I don't know. I don't love it. I'll say that. But I do like, again, fantasy player speaking, I do like the idea of Chip Kelly running that offense. Geno Smith has been super accurate. Bowers is great. Myers is pretty good. Jeancey could be great right away. And I don't know, after that, it's a guess. But I like the idea of their offense, actually. Yeah. I mean, it hasn't happened in decades, right? The Raiders, when were the late Raiders last, like, fun? So, I guess...
Yeah, probably when Derek Carr was an MVP candidate in 2016, maybe, or something
right,
like that.
Which was a total fluke, and that ended immediately. Do you have one more for you? Philadelphia, so dominated last year. The Super Bowl happened, and we all went, okay, well, sure, they were the best roster. Like, everybody, nobody even talked about it any differently after that. Is that going to change? Like, do you see them? I'm sure you've spent more time on the Eagles from that game than I probably have. Is that a team that you would think just kills it again? Nobody wins that division 2 years in a row, by the way.
I know. That's the thing, right? I mean, that's the fun thing when you try to predict the East. My thing, look, I think Jaden Daniels is that guy. Like, I think Jaden Daniels is legit. But that team last year, to their credit, they brought in a bunch of vets on one-year deals, and it worked. But they lost some pieces, and then you got the Terry McLaurin stuff going on. Like, I just don't know how they don't take a slight step back. Like, there's a way where Jaden Daniels can still be that guy, and yet we're talking about the Commanders once again being a wild card team and having an earlier exit in the playoffs than a year ago. I'm very hesitant on them. I actually think the Cowboys are going to be better than people think. I know it's easy to hate on the Cowboys, but I actually think they're going to be more competitive. I'm still a Dak believer. I think he gets hated on more than any other quarterback in the league. I don't get it. I think people forget that 2 years ago he was finished second for MVP voting, I believe.
Yep.
The Eagles, their roster construction is too darn good for them to me just to fall off. I mean, I think they still are the team to beat. The only other team I would throw out there that I think could give them a run for their money, and this would be – it's not even a bold pick at this point because I feel like everybody's starting to jump on them. I still think one more hurrah for Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay together there with the Rams. I think that those two studs defensively last year, now going into year two, like I'm a big believer in the Rams this year. They'll be a team to me that will be right there with the Eagles.
Interesting. When you started down that road, I thought you were going to say San Francisco.
Well, I also think they will be better. I think they Kyle Shanahan's too good of a coach for them to not be better. I don't know. Trent Williams getting older, Juwan Jennings contract stuff. Like, Pearsall's a nice story, but is he a guy that can elevate? Chris McCaffrey, you always talk about the injury concern. There's too many guys that are injury prone for me to maybe take the leap that they're suddenly back in the NFC title game. But I think they will be a playoff team, yes.
Thank you, Alex. I owe you one. Anytime you want me on your show, just ask.
For sure. Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Alex Gold, 96.5, the Fan in Kansas City. Sort of a last-minute grab by me today. It was Rice, too, but it's also that Bulldog is away. You know? Give me a break. And with that, Spencer German, Odyssey Cleveland, Locked On Browns coming up. Brian Koziol will join me later. I'll get you some James Cook thoughts because that's the law. That's what we have to do. We have to have James Cook thoughts every day. Camp opens on Wednesday. There is lots of news around the league today, some of which I talked about already, including Von Miller signing with Washington. So we'll take a break and get into the Browns a little bit. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.